Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 12th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, in verse 22, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. This chapter has lots of exciting things in it, so I'm excited to read to you today. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus? Son of the Most High God, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, the synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. So she came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants, of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord. And now let's move over to the book of Malachi. Today we start the last prophetic book of the Old Testament. And as always, I commend to you the Bible Project videos, which remind us that this book is written 100 years after the exile. So the temple has been built, and those who came back had high hopes for the temple. But those who populated the city have become unfaithful and unjust like their ancestors. The new temple was meant to be like a centerpiece of the community in which there was true justice and genuine worship. But unfortunately, as the years went by, according to the notes in my Bible, the people fell further and further away from this ideal. And so in the book of Malachi, we have a series of disputes. God claims something, and then Israel disagrees with Him, and then God offers the last word. And this happens 6 times in the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 1, a prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. "I have loved you," says the Lord. But you ask, "How have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother?" declares the Lord. "Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and have turned his hill country into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals." Edom may say, Though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of the Lord. You will see it with your own eyes and say, Great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors his father, and a slave his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, priest, who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? By offering defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Now plead with God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands, will he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors, so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands. My name will be great among the nations, from where the sun rises to where it sets. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to me, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. But you profane it by saying, the Lord's table is defiled, and its food is contemptible. And you say, what a burden, and you sniff at it contemptuously, says the Lord Almighty. When you bring injured, lame, or diseased animals and offer them as sacrifices, should I accept them from your hands, says the Lord? Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This book of Malachi has always puzzled me, this very first chapter where it says, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. And some of the study Bible notes were very helpful to me in the NIV study Bible. It reminded me that Edom was the brother nation to Israel. So Esau's descendants are the Edomites. And Edom, this name, became a prototype of hostility and haughtiness towards God. So he's not just saying that he hated the person Esau, but the Edomites are a figure for people who disavow God and people who are hostile towards the things of God. And so that kind of helped me to see make a little sense out of that. And then we read forward and it talks about how all these people were bringing blind animals as their sacrifices. And the theme of Malachi just comes out here that God should always get our best efforts. And so as we pray today, let us pray that we would be a people who give our all in the name of Jesus our Lord. Would you pray with me? Father, we do come to your word and we just ask that you would help us to read it and to understand it and to be amazed by it. We thank you, Lord, for the stories in Luke of how you healed the demon-possessed man. You brought a woman up from the grave. You healed a woman knowing that power went out of you. These are amazing stories, Lord, and we thank you for them. And we come to the book of Malachi, Lord, and we're reminded that you ask us to be a people who honor you. not a people who turn from you, but a people who honor you. And help us, Lord, today to give our best efforts to do such. As we close our time, would you help us to just be silent before you and just to ask you, Lord, to teach us, to talk with us, to encourage us, to strengthen us by the power of your Spirit. Lord, thank you for the promise of your Spirit that lives with us and in us and empowers us to do your work. Help us, Lord, to be a people who treat others fairly, who are not prideful, and who await with joy the day of your return. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.